As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshay, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting.
James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to spend some time talking about a situation that is never going to go away, a situation that has become a major part of our existence, and one that is going to require our culture to make space for. But as I want to discuss this situation, I want us to be calm, cool, and collected as we talk about how we're going to embrace and deal with this new existence of individuals who want a place where we call the mainstream. And we're used to things existing outside of the mainstream, and we tolerate. But how are we going to tolerate and make space for things that in the mainstream that create complications? And there is no way you can avoid the complications. For one instance that has just come up, and we haven't talked about it on my show, but we're going to have to talk about it, is because reasonable people have to find ways to do reasonable things. And I saw recently in an article that I read that a transgender boy was allowed to wrestle against the girls. And this transgendered boy won the state championship at his weight level. Now, see, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Now, it's okay to accept this young man thinking that he's a girl, but we have to remember that this young man has the muscles of a man. Now, how is it fair for women who are true women to have to compete against a man who's transgendered, who still has the physical abilities of a man? And so this young man, who now wants to be a girl, won the national championship in his weight class. Now, how is that fair to those girls? And so I'm asking today, are we really ever going to get to the point where women who marry women and men who marry men and transgendered individuals truly make it to the mainstream? And can we honestly say that when we implement this thing full force, how fair is it going to be to those people who have to participate in certain activities with other people?
Hello?
So I just want to lock this all together. Audrey, you want to say something? Was that your voice I heard?
No, that was Joyce answering her phone, but I will say something. Marvelous Monday to everyone. To answer your question, how will we cope with challenges in the mainstream? I think we will handle it by being informed and communicating and talking and learning more. And you're speaking as if mainstream is the fourth come. And in reality, we are here. We are here. And so I think the way you saw that, I'm not sure to what degree the person had what level they had completed their transgender efforts. But I think what I have to happen as it becomes more and more common is that some parameters will have to be in place, whereas, you know, a person will have to be completely finished with their transgender, such that the previous male who's now taken all the steps to become a female meaning that that whole process is complete, and then will they be able to compete and that kind of stuff? And I think you'll probably end up finding that the answer is going to be yes. And you may feel that it's unfair, but you're right. We have to start looking at putting more parameters as far as understanding around everything that we do. But that time is here now. So don't get me wrong, as more and more time passes, it'll become more and more common. But we're here now, and I think we educate ourselves, we communicate with each other, and we talk about it and know that that person is a person, and we have to just go through. The key piece, though, to me, is making sure that we understand what our values are. And that's where, as Christians, we have to have a good understanding of who we are and what we understand. Because, I mean, this was a few years ago when at church I was going to have like just an open forum with some of the females and that kind of stuff, you know, just to have a dialogue, really, of what's going on with school and what's going on in your life and that kind of stuff, just to have the dialogue going and try to give that coaching and mentorship. And some of the topics that came up that they're facing with every day in school, at that time I just felt like, you know, so many people at school was just trying to be transsexuals or whatever the case may be. But I had been out the loop for a while. Our children had, you know, already graduated and that kind of stuff. But I had to kind of true up and become informed real quick. And in order to help give them advice, because, you know, everything that we say, we need to be able to support it in by scripture in that particular environment, because it was church related. So we have to help all young people and even all adults understand the foundation of Christianity. And that's what's going to really become the challenge piece. You have to know what you know.
Well, the issue, though, and a lot of what you said makes sense. But understand this, that your muscle structure, if I'm not mistaken, is not going to change. Your strength is not going to change, or your ability to become stronger is not going to change. And so in this instance, this young man hadn't changed at all. All he was doing mm-hmm. was dressing differently. And so,
yeah,
for all practical purposes, he was still a boy, and he
I understand.
These girls. And who's surprised?
And that's the reason
that?
Why. Well, and that's the reason why I said, as this become more and more common, you're going to have some structure by definition as to, you know, at what level have that change been completed. Because when you think about it, now we have females that's able to serve on the submarine. Years ago, that was not acceptable. My point of it is, as our culture and our society change, you know, they put parameters in it. At first, you know, women weren't able to join the military at all. Okay, so then, you know, they took a step of, yeah, they can join, but they not on the front line. Okay, and then, okay, they on the front line, but they can't serve like on submarine and that kind of stuff. Now we at the submarine. My thing of it is, my point is always, it's progressing. And as things progress, we have to have a little more structure as far as what we're looking for in a defining who can compete. And then on this girls' football team, what does that mean? Or on this male football team, what does this mean? Or if it's just a football team and anyone can, what does that mean as to what are the qualifications and restrictions, if you would? So that's what we have to get to. And we're not there
Audrey,
yet. And in this instance will probably make us get there.
But, Audrey, we're still not talking about the same thing. When you talk about the submarine, you're talking about a person's knowledge to deal with equipment. We're talking about head-to-head competition where you have a distinct advantage because of your body type, and your body type was made a man. So how is there a fair competition for you to wrestle me when you're saying you're transgendered and you now feel like you're a girl, but you feeling like a girl doesn't change your body structure?
I believe it's some sports, James, that if indeed they don't have a designated female particular sport, and I can't say exactly what now, but if they don't have that, then the school will have to require that the females and males play together. I'm not saying it's fair. I understand exactly what you're saying, but my point of it is, and they may not be apples to apples, but my point of it is the philosophy is the same. The change is occurring. And so that's the common thread that I'm trying to say. And all like right, you said, I'm glad we're having this discussion in a calm manner. Thank you.
Dee, I need to ask you, and so I'm still trying to stay under control, and I'm trying to ask you, and I'm trying, you know, there's a broad sense to this question, but I use that article just to bring in context how we are going to have to deal with this mainstreaming and trying to make things fair, and they're not going to be fair because of what is real, what reality is. So how is it going to be fair for your girls to compete against a boy who believes he's a girl when his physical abilities hasn't changed? And how do we incorporate these lifestyles into the mainstream in a way that everybody feels comfortable?
James, is that directed at me, James?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Look, great topic again. Like I said before, your show should last forever because you have a lot of material to work with. And this is one of them, like you said, we have not covered that has to be covered. And so there's no better time than the present. Look, to your credit and point, the molecular makeup between a man and woman is totally different. This is the first instance in modern time that this subject matter in the way of sports has made mainstream. Back in the 70s, against Billie Jean King, which was a female tennis player, and she was good back in during the days of Arthur Ashe. All right, there was a dentist turned tennis player, a man. But he sucked really bad in a man's category. So he took the initiative to have his sexual change and became Rick Richards or something like that. But his female name was Renee Richards. Look him up.
Right.
And he won the Grand Slam as a man. Now, the point of the matter is that Andre made some great points. One of which is that we have to have a common understanding of what it is that we're dealing with, all right? Now, when it comes down to the transgender, same-sex marriages, same-sex orientation of any kind, what I do know is I used to live in Atlanta, and Atlanta has the second gay population only to San Francisco. In that, they always have the Gay Pride Festival. Well, me being a photographer, I try to put myself in all positions to make a living or a dollar. Look, so that was one of my venues that I frequent. In that, what I'm trying to tell you is that the gay population is big on recruitment, which is a dangerous thing, which is a dangerous issue, which is an underlying issue that we don't really know about. But during those festivals, they have rallies. And in the rallies, just like the Klan rallies, they are big on recruitment. They take all the initiative to make sure that you are trying to recruit children. And so that in itself is something that we have to, either you're going to shove that or you're not. But back to your point, James, no, that's unacceptable. There's no way that the molecular builder can compete with a man in a venue such as that.
And that's what I'm saying. It just seems to me to be so unfair to the girls who are working hard to be competitive in their female sport, and they want to wrestle, but they know that they can't compete with the boys, so they compete as girls. And then you're going to have a boy who has the molecular structure of a boy say he a girl, he has not gone through any type change, and changing your penis to a vagina may not change, as far as I know, would not change your muscular structure or your strength. And so he would still have the advantage. And I'm just asking, you know, how are we going to deal with the fact that we're making all these rule changes, but are we dealing with how fair this is to the people who haven't made changes? How acceptable can the transgender population and gay population want to be brought to the mainstream? Are we ready and prepared? You can accept somebody who's gay in your family, but are you accepting them coming to Thanksgiving and be in or with the family, holding hands and kissing? Or can they come, but they shouldn't be showing any affection to each other? You know, how do you deal with that? Are we prepared to really mix together and it does not make a difference to us what the mixture is? And are gays now ready to go to bars and just be normal in a mainstream bar? Joyce, are we really prepared to deal with full acceptance of this alternative lifestyle?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. It's new. But as far as going back to the issue about the sports, to me, since there's a you got a boy agenda, a male, you got a female gender, and then you got a transition gender. So to me, that should be a third category of competition. Because just like you said, that that person is a cross between a guy and a girl. So therefore, you got a combination of something that's different that not a full boy has, or neither a full girl has. So therefore, you don't belong in to me in that arena as far as competition. Because, and the reason why I say that is because you're denouncing yourself as a being a full-fledged female, and then you denouncing yourself of being a full-fledged male. It's either or, it's either which way you want to go, you know. So therefore, it should be a third category when it comes to competition. Now, as far as accepting a person for who they are and what they are, to me, you know, you got to look at it with what open-mindedness is. To each his own. But I think what has happened with society is that they're pushing things and they're forcing situations, and what used to be the norm is not the norm anymore. But you take a small group that can change the whole transition of what the norm's supposed to be. So it should be just like it has always been. The majority rule is the norm. So you don't even know what the norm is anymore. So you more than likely you just go with the flow.
Well, what is important, or what we should be thinking about, is how we're going to embrace this new issue. Because when you say they want to be a part of the mainstream and they want to be accepted as an alternative lifestyle, when we're teaching young men and young women gender-specific things, how is that going to line up, D, with you're teaching young boys how to be boys, and you're teaching them that we want to help them become strong men, and you have someone who's not sure. Are you going to be you know, as a father, I want to guide my son to manhood. You know, but is there a point where I'm going to give up on that and just accept that he wants to do something different, or I'm going to insist that he follow my instructions? You know, at what point are we going to just encourage them going a different way? Are we going to insist them to be who they are, who they were born to be? Do you understand my confusion, how I'm addressing this? It's like, if you're going to just say, hey, there are three things, and you just be who you want to, throw the dice, is that truly how we should be leading our children?
James, is that to me? Can I have that, please?
Excuse me?
Is that for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Thank you.
Because I really want to address that. Look, let me be calm, like you first asked us to be in this matter, especially when it comes to raising men. First of all, James, when you spoke about, is it acceptable for the gay male to bring his significant other to the Thanksgiving, and for them to be smooching and everything in front of the other family? I think that's totally inappropriate, and I'm going to tell you why. It confuses young boys on what their real role is in life, what their projected role is in life. Now, I tell all boys that I come in contact with, and I have a tendency to tell women also, because women, they are lacking right now in a sufficient amount of men to play the man's role. Now, to that is because there's been a lack in effort in a boy trying to take the hard road and to acquire manship. And that's just what I'm saying is, a boy is not, doesn't grow up to be a man. A boy grows up to be a big boy. A man is something that you have to learn to be. So when you make the playing field, when you get the playing field in the way of a man, too many options, and if you don't hold his feet to the criteria of take the rough road, take the tough road, go through it, and you will earn your stripes toward manhood, that's what makes you a man. You know, if a guy, look, let me say this right here. To go through what you need to go through in order to hold down a wife, and to go through what you need to know in order to hold down a girlfriend, you got to know how to do these things. If that road is too tough for you, then, yeah, you got to take the short road and say, well, I just won't do it no more. I'll just go on the down low, and we'll do it that way. And so that is something that we have to be leery about what we are willing to accept. Yes, about the military. You know, women being on submarines. Yeah, women can knock you out if they're trained. If they're trained to do so, they'll knock you out. They can knock a man out if they're trained to do so. But their common body structure just does not equate to the strength of a man. And I think the Marines and the Army is about, they've come to accept that, to where at one time they was willing to have the women come into the trenches with them. But when they found out that they could not lift a fallen soldier and carry him to safety like a man can, then they started to roll that back a little bit. Thanks.
Well, it's important to me that we be fully honest about the practicality of everything that we're talking about, and that people have to be willing to understand that when we come together in groups, that there are going to be people who accept gay lifestyle and an alternative lifestyle, but who may not feel comfortable with the displaying of affection within the same event. You know, now we have gay bars and we have straight bars. And when I know they don't call them straight bars, and of course gay people can go to where straight people go to, but would that cause the ownership issues if his bar was inundated with gay people displaying their affection for one another in the same event or environment? And are we to suggest that the heterosexuals just have to accept the behavior and just stay there, even if it violates their moral thoughts and feelings? And so we have to ask ourselves again, these are the kinds of things I think I have gotten to the point where I accept the gay lifestyle. I've gotten to the point where I'm not going to deal with the Christian thought process of saying it is even wrong. That's up to our Creator to deal with that. I don't even want to deal with that. I don't want to subject them to my beliefs, I just want to accept it and move on and say, okay, there's sins and all of us got sins and all of us got stuff to work on. So I don't know who's going to heaven, who's not. But in the reality of things, when I invite people over to spend the evening at my house and have a party, am I ready and prepared to accept people coming over who may have this alternative lifestyle and want to simply show their person affection in public like heterosexuals show each other affection in public? Joyce? Are you there, Joyce?
Oh, yes, I am. Well, you know, what's going to happen is that the people who don't like it is going to talk about it, and then the people who don't give a darn, it's no big deal. So, you know, you cannot have everybody, and everybody is not going to think the same way. Some people are going to think differently about how they perceive the situation. But, you know, the main thing is that, you know, if it's done in a manner where it's no different, you know, but it's just outrageously, and there's ways some necking and pecking are done with male and females, then it's not appropriate. So, like I say, for the people who don't like you, they're going to talk about it. And for the people that don't care, it's no big deal. So it's all in what you can perceive. You know, I'm the type that I don't try to put my ideas on no one else. You know, so, you know, it is what it is. Our world is changing, and we just going to have to accept the transition generation. They've stepped up, and they've come out, and it is what it is. It's nothing new. It's just been hidden for so long. So now with everything being we in such a freely lifestyle type of world that, you know, it's going to be like everything go. No different than interracial couples. You know, remember how that was so disgraceful and the whole bit. So it's going to be a part of the norm. So the more that we see it, the more that we live with it, the more that it's just no big deal. And for the new generation that's coming, you know, they don't see definitely nothing wrong with it. So, but going back to D, where he made the point about military, submarines and the whole bit, but we're living in a lifestyle where we have to make different type of preparation, which means that there should be a third bathroom. You know what I mean? That's how a lot of people are looking at that. I don't want to go into a bathroom where I know that the guy got all his male parts, but he's saying to me that he's a woman. I've seen it happen in particular at the female basketball games and stuff. It kind of scared me to death. I had my little nieces with me, and we hurry out the bathroom because there was something different for us. So it is what it is.
All right. Regina, what are your thoughts about this new alternative lifestyle and how we're going to incorporate it into the mainstream? And are schools going to be able to – how will schools deal with the rules of a – male participating in a girl's activity when he still has the strength of a male, even though he wants to be a female?
You know, hello, hello, hello,
And we did miss you. So welcome back, because you've been gone for a while.
Yes, for 1 week.
Okay.
You know, I've been listening to you all, and first let me say this. It seems as though we have had, a not tremendous, but a mind shift, a paradigm shift on this program. I can remember when we first started talking about this issue, and all we could say was, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and it's not normal. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And then as I was listening just now, and I heard someone say, it's acceptable, bathroom. Wow. That was very interesting. How we are going to deal with it in school, I have no idea. What has happened this past year, they will call the admin to a meeting. They tell them what the new law is and how they're going to handle it. Now, telling them how they're going to handle it and admin being comfortable enforcing it is two different things. So I don't know. I just don't know. I just hope I don't have to enforce it.
Well, Regina, one of the things that I read recently, what led me to talk about this issue, was a transgender young man won the state championship in girl wrestling. And my thoughts was how unfair that is to the girls, that a boy who thinks he's a girl, who still has the physical strength and structure of a man, was allowed to participate with the girls. And so to me, I know we want to accommodate people who find themselves in a different situation. You know, they say, well, I'm in the wrong body, but it still doesn't change the strength of that body and the advantage that you will have competing against the girls. Now, we have to know that it's different. If you have a girl who believes she's a man, they may very well be able to compete with the boys, but they may be at a disadvantage because of their muscular structure. Now, there are some very strong gay women, but they can never be as strong as men. Okay, now they can get stronger than some men, but they're never going to be stronger than the strongest man. So, obvious, we have to be, you know, science is science. And just because we want to change it because we're humans doesn't change it. What are your thoughts about that, Regina?
All I can say is I know that when a female wants to play football or a male sport and the sport is not offered at the school, then the school has to accommodate that person under, I think it's Title IX maybe, and has to accommodate that person and, you know, protect that person while they are making those accommodations. Now, I don't know. I'm looking for answers.
But understand, she's not at an advantage though. You can accommodate her and you can let her play, but she is not going to be to have an advantage of the boy just because she's a girl. I'm saying when
and
we
I
let
think
the
I remember
boys.
That.
When you let a boy who thinks he's a girl play on a girl's football team, come on, that's different. You can't make that the same.
But now, if he is not in the process of transgendering or whatever the word is, and a male team is offered, just because he switches and holds his hand limp, does that give, does he automatically assume rights to play on a girl's team if there's a boy?
Well, he assumes the right to go to the girl's bathroom. If he says he's transgendered and he is actually a girl in a man's body, he gets to go to the girl's bathroom.
Wow.
D,
and that's
chime
just
in
my word
here,
of
you
mouth.
Know. what is word of mouth?
That's
all we have to go on, Regina. We've already decided that they can use the women's bathroom.
I know. I'm looking for answers. I'm the one out here. Everybody else sitting at home. I'm the one out here. Y'all better help me.
D, what is your thoughts? And I'm trying to remain calm, Regina, because that's what I said at the beginning of the show. So, D, what is your thoughts? You know, here I'm proposing this. You know, what are we going to do as a society when we've already decided that they only have to say that what gender they are, and they get to have all the rights of that gender?
Well, in Joyce's own brilliant way, I like the answer that she gave. They should start a new league. That's the ultimate answer right there. Start a new league, make a third bathroom, and anything that they want to do to accommodate themselves, then accommodate them with the gender or the transgender in mind, and specifically. And so if you want, I mean, if you have to go as far as to label it for what it is, then label it. Let them live in the label they want to be a part of. You can be a part of if you live inside this label. And I think that's a great answer. Look, back to the acceptance, whether or not the boy should be allowed to play on the girls' team with the excuse of being a transgender, even if you have not gone all the way. I mean, all you got to do is just dress up in drag, and then you want to play with the girls? Well, look, as unpopular as this subject may be, does anyone believe that Barry Bonds should be inducted into the Hall of Fame, or does he earn the right to be the home run champion, knowing that he took steroids to enhance his performance, while all the other person just stuck to the real natural way of doing things? Should he acquire those titles knowing that he took steroids? So I think the question is the same. If you want to accept that as a yes for what he did to cheat, then yes, you should accept the fact that a boy, if he can't compete with the boys, but he's three, four times stronger than the girls, then just put on a dress. If you want to accept that as being yes, then I guess that's where we headed. Thanks.
But D, you make a point. That's what I'm saying to you. You can have a situation where, let's say, a young man can't compete in the NBA. But he wants to still play professional, and he says, look, I'm transgender, and now I want to be the guard on the female team. You know, these are the questions that have to be answered. It's not that we are being, I'm being homophobic, but at what point do we just, where does fairness come in, Joyce? The women were given a pro basketball team. Now, what happens when there's a transgender person who wants to play on the pro girls team?
On the pro girls? Well, no, I don't think that should be. The same way with, you got these, it's only a rare and few, and that's when they're gay, their lesbian or whatever. Okay, you're in a different category. Your strength is different. You're already saying that your body is feeling weird, and that you don't feel that you're a female, that you're more on a male perspective. So why do you want to get in and play in the wrong league? You understand where I'm coming from. So therefore, it should be three different leagues. I go back to that. I'm seriously going back to that, because you don't want to be a female. Then you say you want to be a male, but then you're not strong enough to be the male. So then you need another category to put you in that category, because it was just male, female, and that's what the world was built on. That's what everything was formed on: one male bathroom, one female bathroom. You got a certain part, you go in this way. You got another part, you go that way. But all of a sudden now you got two parts, so then we need for you to go into another door. So that's where we are with this. We got to go with the changes. So our world is not just black and white no more, which means a male and a female anymore. So why put you in that group when physically you weren't born that way? You were born a different way. So therefore we need a different environment for you to feel a part of.
But now, Joy, I heard you say three bathrooms or three categories. But wouldn't it be four?
Well,
One for the boy that want to be a girl, and one for the girl that want to be a boy?
Hell yeah, it'd be four. It probably would be four. Yeah, we used to get at it.
Yeah, that'd be four different leagues.
What about the boy that becomes the girl but decides that they don't want to be a girl, so now they got to transition
back
to be the
now.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Listen. Let's take a break and come back, because this is y'all.
That's right. We need to
bring
that.
That's the question you might want to ask her.
Let's take this a break and take a break and regroup.
All right.
Baby, since we've been together.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
Joyce, I really think that what you've added is probably something that most people could get on board with, but I do not think the transgender want to be forced into that third choice, and that they want to go into the women's locker room. They want it to be accepted as a woman and to be given all the rights as a woman, and not to be told that there's some type of third entity or fourth entity. And so that goes along with how are we going to get to the mainstream when there are people who need and want there to be some distinction between these entities.
Well, a lot of times you can't get what you want, and I don't think it's fair to try to force things on people that when you know that it just does not fit in those two boxes. So you got something new that you're trying to bring to the table, and you're trying to force what is the norm, and you're trying to force something that's all together. You want to turn it upside down and force your way in one category or the other. It doesn't work that way. At least it shouldn't work that way.
Regina?
Yes.
What are your thoughts about that? You know, that the transgendered is not going to accept being forced in a third or fourth category. They want to be accepted as an alternative lifestyle, not a third or fourth lifestyle or identity. They want to be a woman.
Then I don't think that they can use the term alternative lifestyle, and I don't think anybody can use that term. And if they use that term, then they are acknowledging the fact, they are acknowledging the mainstream lifestyle and that theirs is different from mainstream. And that being said, they are acknowledging that they are not, I don't want to say not normal, but they're not the same as everybody else. So when you're not the same, just like, well, I don't know. Y'all help me, because, see, these children coming in these schools all kind of ways. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I just
don't
know.
What are you going to do? What's the solution to this, Dee? You talking about a third and fourth league. They don't want to perform in the third or fourth league. They want to be in the two leagues that presently exist. And so the boy who, you look at Bruce Jenner, who now wants, you know, when we get to the point where we got a 22-year-old who can shoot the three-pointer like other males do, but says he's a woman and he wants to go to the women's league, they're not gonna make another league for men who think they're women. And so how are you going to say no to him on coming to the women's league?
Mr. Dean, my heart goes out to you because you're in a unique situation where you came from another generation of insight, but you have to witness the changes concerning our young people every day. And I know it's perplexing. I know it's baffling, but the solution. Well, I'm not sure what the solution is because during this past election, we've heard how the alternative lifestyle is making a push to be accepted as the new movement, just like they compared it to the blacks in the civil rights movement. So that's you're right. They're trying to elbow their way into society. And they want you to accept them the same way white folk had to accept us. So that's quite a bold move to make that comparison. When it comes back down to the sports again, you know the daddy that was bragging on his kids and said that you know how great they were. What's the last name? Bowl?
Ball, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ball. Right. You know, as a basketball player himself, he sucked. So I heard. I mean, he might have probably he hit maybe minus 1 point per game. Well,
yeah.
If he want to, you know, if he wanted to rectify that, all he had to do is put on the dress and go play in the women's professional basketball league, be a center, and he could be the female Shaq.
Exactly. and if just him feeling like that is all that is needed, how do we say no? You know. When you say, I want to go to the girls' bathroom, but I'm a man, and I say, well, I don't care what's on my driver's license. I feel like a woman. How do we address these things?
Well, I mean, Ms. Audrey and Joyce, they is that fair to the women? Joyce and Ms. Audrey, yeah, y'all are very insightful. What do you think?
Regina?
Okay, now let me tell you something that happened not too long ago. My daughter and I were in Walmart, and she was in the restroom, and I was outside waiting for her. And in goes this guy into the ladies' restroom. And I said, I remained very calm, and his friend came up and was looking for him. I said, I think your friend just went into the ladies' bathroom. Unless that's the bathroom he's choosing to use because he's changing. And the man said, hell no, and yelled in there, so get your buttons right out of here. You're in the women's bathroom. And so, you know, by me remaining calm through that situation, but my heart was still beating a little because in my eyes, he was going into the wrong restroom. But suppose in his eyes, he was right. Suppose he was transgendering and maybe you just couldn't see it right then. So he could go in. I'm telling you, I'm so confused. James, don't ask me any more questions. I don't know.
Well, there is no ID for transgender. So it is based on what it is that they feel or they think, not what they are. So therefore, how are the ones who are looking from the outside in deal with these issues, Joyce?
You have to make everything happen righteously, the way that it should be. There's, you know, like I say, I don't think it's right for so few to force things on society the way that the norm is. I mean, you know, true enough, because what you're going to do is like some kids, they're so confused, they don't know what they are right now. They think they may want to go to the left, but as they grow and prosper, they might make, they feel that, you know, that was such a fad. So my thing is, why should we give in to what the new, what's supposed to be the new norm supposed to be, without challenging that and bringing some things that are not normal? That means that you're trying to force some things on us. I don't really particularly care for females going into military, but you got some few who feel that they want to fight like a man. Well, send them in there. Let that be your choice. But the majority of the rule, don't force your belief and your and things that you want in a certain way. Don't try to force that on me in the way that I look at life.
Well, it's obvious, Dee, and I want you, you know, because you've talked about this before, their agenda is not to accept anything other than being accepted as they choose to be accepted. And I don't know how any group cannot encourage people to be a part of their group. If I am a father, I'm going to encourage my male children to behave and act like males, and I'm going to give them an example of how to behave and what they're supposed to do as men. We're supposed to give them guidance. So how can anyone suggest that people who exist in a particular lifestyle is not going to encourage people around them to accept that lifestyle and say that it's okay? D?
So this Justin for you.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
You there, D?
I am, James. Okay. James, give me a quick cap on the question, please. My wife was trying to explain the same her feelings behind it all. So give me a quick recap of your question, and I promise to answer.
Okay, my question is, we all know that men are going to encourage their boys to be men. And whatever mm-hmm. category you're in, you're going, just like you said, people are going to encourage people to feel comfortable with whatever it is that they're doing. So how can we suggest that the alternative lifestyle, their agenda is not going to allow them to accept a third bathroom. They're going to want to go to the bathroom they're choosing, and their agenda is to force us to think of it as the way they do.
Okay. Well, you know, the generation of people that we're speaking of, they've been called the soft generation, the powder puff generation, and I'm sure you all have heard some other terms, where, you know, they don't want to have to endure much discomfort. And in that, society kind of finds its way in bending the norm for them to make them comfortable. Is that healthy? I want to say no, but at age 61, I don't know where this is going. Like Miss Regina said, don't ask me no more, because I don't know where this is going. To go the hard road and to endure some suffering to get to the other side, that's not required of them. They now, if they whine a little bit, if they pout a little bit, if they refuse to move, then we bend the rules for them. And I just don't know. I'm kind of, well, but you know, but I have boys. See, I got four boys. I mean, I got 125. And so I have to do my part to give them a good idea of what it's supposed to be like. But my wife was just explaining something to me when it comes down to some of these single mothers that have kids and have boys and girls in the house, and they
the single mothers subject themselves to male friendship that's not on the up and up, that may have tendencies to harm a child when a mom is not in close proximity. In that, it kind of damaged the child to where they never get back to where they're supposed to be in life. And so, and then if that does happen, then how are we as a society not to respect what the child has gone through? And he's still a child. He's still a person. He still has to live in this world. So I guess in some cases there are special circumstances where we kind of have to lower our standards a little bit.
Well, I'm just telling you that, saying to you, there are people who want to be. I remember teaching at a high school where a boy was just bent on being a girl, and in this environment, I'm not sure how we could tell him that he couldn't do certain things, because now in this environment, everybody obviously knew he was a man, but he wanted to wear skirts, and he wanted to wear midriffs, and he wanted to be on the girls cheerleading, or he wanted to be a baton, you know, twirl a baton. What I'm saying is, he wasn't going to have the sex change. He was going to just be who he was. So in the past, when he would wear things that disrupted my classroom, I could take him to the office and say, hey, this is not appropriate wear for him as a girl, but it was appropriate for a girl who was a girl. So now, how are you going to deal with that situation today? Again, back then, I just took him to the office and they told him he had to go home and change. Regina, does he have to change now?
No, sir. In fact, you better not say anything to him. You better not. Happen to let him keep
on
walking.
So if he has a skirt that goes to the knee, it is what it is.
Well, now let me change that. There's a catch there, because they cannot disrupt the school, so they cannot wear their hair in a way that would cause a disruption of school, clothing that would cause a disruption of school. Now that's how they handle that. But also using that same law, if you have, you know, like my hair, it is coiled. But if I blow it out and wear a big, huge afro, consider a disruption of school, especially if the people behind me cannot see. So they would give me the choice of braiding it down or going home.
Well, Regina, how can one dress for one student be okay, but the same dress for another student be disrupted?
I know.
I'm asking you guys. We're going to our final break, and you come back and have a final word.
There was a time I knew that no matter come what may, love would prevail. And then inside the dreams I knew came the question love is fear, can true love fail? Then I would miss the child of wish and my son to you. Of the knight in armor bright, faithful and true to you, darling, after all. I will be the one to hold you in my arms. After all, I will be the one to hold.
Regina, what is your final word for this evening?
Would like for you all to get more knee pads and stay on your knees and pray for me as I try to sort through this transgender transformation in our educational system.
Yeah, you are on the front lines, my sister. So we do need to hope you have the answers. Andre, what are your final thoughts? I know you disappeared for a little while. What are your final thoughts for this evening?
The importance of communicating, trying to understand, then define whatever those restrictions or qualifications or requirements should be. And in the meantime, understand your faith. Hold on to it and don't let no society or nothing else change that. You have to be true to what you know.
Andre, let me pose a question to you because you have a healthy, vibrant, energetic grandchild. and you have a son who will soon, who's found the weapon of his dreams. So just I'm just going to give you this scenario. And this is what I'm talking about is we have children who are girls and boys, and as parents and grandparents and people who love our children, we want to encourage them in the direction that we think would best suit them. So now if you got a grandchild who gravitates toward girls' dolls, are you going to encourage that? Are you going to get him some trucks and some baseballs and some guns? And, you know, I mean, what is wrong with mainstream society encouraging their children in the best direction for them to go in?
Well, it's in the best direction in which we feel that they should go in. And, yes, I would try to steer him towards more traditional masculine things. But either way, I will love him unconditionally, and that's what override everything. I would have to try to understand, and knowing the criticism that he would face, again, I would try to make sure that I understood enough to prepare him and prep him and make sure that he's strong enough. But, yeah, you know, from my perspective, I know what the scripture says, and that's the reason why I say I would go to the scripture and just hold toward, you know, hold true to that and try to walk toward that. But if indeed it still failed, then, you know, I just love.
Well, I tell you what. If I had that opportunity, he'd be getting more baseballs and footballs and basketballs than he knew what to do with. And we'd be out there playing every day in the park. And I'm just saying, you know, I would think of that as just a hiccup, and I'd be helping him get rid of that hiccup. Regina, what in that scenario, what would you do if your daughter blessed you with a grandson and he told you he wanted a Barbie doll?
Well, I'd find him a Ken doll.
All right.
And you know,
when my
minister's son was a little boy, and we were on the bus going on a trip, and he was just a little, he was about four then, and he's almost 18 now. But he wanted to play with my daughter's doll. And we, you know, kept teasing him with, and my minister said, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. So, he did not want him playing with dolls. And he was very adamant about that.
Hey, I would be too. I would be too. All right. We've come to the end of another show. I want to thank all you guys for your support. And just know that these are the kind of things we're going to have to talk about in length to figure out where we are and what our position is. And determine what is best for our country, our communities, our cities, our state, and our country. Take care, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized second chance, you've got to hold on to romance, don't let it slide.
line, that's how it was. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life. When you know that love is standing by your side,
baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. It's what's meant to be. And I'm so glad I found you.
I'm so glad you found me.
Gotta have your love around me, baby. And always stay, 'cause I can't go back to living without you.
The night can be cold. There's a chill.